Welcome to Waypoint, a podcast for people who have a high appreciation for architecture. I'm Jules, I'm your game master.
Hello, I'm Sonja and I play Charlotte, and I would say I have a medium amount of interest in architecture.
Hi, I'm Viola, and my appreciation for architecture is it a working house? Yes. Does it look nice? Yeah, I guess so. Okay, nice. That's all I need to know about architecture.
I mean, if you recognize a building as looking nice or not nice, you do have some opinions on architecture, you know?
Yeah, I guess so. But let's not go into this too far.
And I'm Mimi. I paint, and I'm currently living in architecture.
That's pretty intense. That's pretty intense.
Wow, you must really love it then. If you even like people say, why don't you marry it? You actually live in it. Wow.
So, let's just get right into it. Last episode, the Renegades fought. They had a fight, like real superheroes do, and then they fought. In another way, that also happens with superheroes, but also with teenagers.
I am not a teenager.
You were also
To be fair, you were the least fighting. Yeah,
that's
true.
Not the one fighting.
I was the one trying to stop the fighting with mixed success.
And you learned about how one of the rich people you smartly outfoxed appears to just be doing whatever they wanted anyways. And are making plans of what to do about it. The idea you came up with last time was, I think, a social media firestorm of some sort.
Yes.
Yes. I also would really like to knock down some doors in a literal sense.
I think we will join our heroes again in their headquarters. Rex has joined them now. And you're basically thinking through, okay, what's the plan going to be? What are you going to do? Rex enters the room, having probably been called here, but he's been in the building anyways. And he has his smartphone in hand and laptop under the other arm, extremely well-prepared young man.
Such a professional.
And says, all right, so what's the strat? What are we going to do?
Create a shitstorm, of course.
I mean, creating a shitstorm's easy. What kind of shitstorm? What flavor do we want?
We're going to let the citizens of Riverside speak for themselves.
All right.
Like some nice sob stories about how unfair the world is and how fucking inhumane it is that the rents are being raised so high that people literally starve. Like, that kind of shitstorm.
All right. Yeah, I can do that. Max, you have a pretty big following in Riverside already, so that's not going to be all that hard, I think.
And I think it would be preferable if a lot of news agencies would pick that up quite quickly.
I mean, the good thing is a lot of news agencies love us because we saved them from being eaten by a podcaster's magic.
That's true. At least one of them.
And I'm pretty sure they currently have an alert on my socials.
That's true. So should we just use your socials or should we call our reporter friend?
I think it would be a good start if Max put out a call to his fans and asked to share their stories. I mean, we've had contact to a lot of people in Riverside recently when we gathered all that data on what people actually want. So I'm pretty sure there's people who are going to be able to say some quite unkind things about that.
Yeah.
Yes.
I can already get some stuff started, start collecting, but we're going to need some posts or statements first. So I think Max can do that the best.
All right. I'm going to write them and then give them to you for approval.
Yeah, that sounds good. For that, you can roll to seek help from your audience.
Yes, I can.
Which we brought up as an option last time, which you roll plus superior for.
That's great, and I do not get a minus for my guilty condition, which I get for provoke someone, I think. That is an 8.
Okay.
Perfectly adequate.
An 8.
It's not a failure.
On a 10 plus, they only make a small demand. On a 7 to 9, their demands are a lot higher. So, yeah, you ask your audience for something and they offer relatively high demands on it. I think the situation shakes out like this. Basically, you have made like a statement that you're back in town. But that was basically what it came down to. Like, people haven't seen you in quite a bit. And your audience here that has been following the ecstatic story since you came to Waypoint is pretty much, like, at a point now where they're, like, not even fucking sure if you're really back. Because there hasn't really been much. And, like, you know, your PR manager could be posting images or whatever. So I think that their demand would be, like, you get the feeling that you're probably mostly going to reach as big an audience as you want to if you make a campaign with the whole team. Like, something new where they see all of you together again. One of your audience demands is chemistry with your allies. They want to see the renegades, those best friends that are protecting Riverside together.
Neeks.
And if you manage to do the campaign like that, you're going to get much bigger reach and actually get the stories you're looking for.
I mean, Little Ship recorded the fight. We can definitely, like, put something together from that.
No, I'm not going to blast the people in the fight online.
Oh, right. I mean, they came over and basically beat us up for not understanding the intricacies, like the finer details of politics and stuff. Like, that's
yeah, I'm nice. Still not going to put them on the radar, like, make them targets.
That doesn't feel ideal for what we're trying to accomplish here, yeah.
Also, I think, as you said, it might not have been completely their idea to just beat us up.
We could just live stream a training session of, you know, us three.
That would generate some buzz. And if the next thing we do is putting out a call for help, that would be pretty useful. Maybe we can interlace it with some footage of, like, actual bad guys you've beaten in the past to remind people, you know, the good you've been doing for this area.
Yeah, and that we're still trying to do better, like training to be better superheroes for Riverside.
Yeah, try to show your audience that the renegades are still there for them so they can actually respond to that.
So we're just going to choreograph a training session so that it looks really cool.
I actually also have a move that could fit here, and it's called Time for the Show.
Oh, okay.
When you put on a flamboyant display of your powers, roll plus superior. On a 7-9, name one NPC present. On a 10+, name two NPCs present. The named NPCs must either volunteer, help, or information, express admiration, or ask for your help. GM's choice.
That kind of goes in the right direction. Since your audience demand is showing team unity, there should be something involved in this that really shows that.
Maybe we just say that the other two help no matter what. Like, we sacrifice team points for that.
There's something to that. Yeah, I can see that. I think you ended that fight with... I wrote it down somewhere how much team you had.
Three.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was three. Okay, I have a three on the side of this page. I just wasn't sure what it means. In that case, you could roll a time for the show and then describe what exactly you're doing.
Yeah. That is an 11 with the two help points.
That is solid. Even if we'd only count one of them, that would still be a 10 plus, so perfect. How do you frame it? What are you doing?
I think it would be a thing of basically... be part of the Renegades welcome back party, and then basically announcing the live training session that, you know, people can watch, and you know, at the end a summary of our exploits so far.
Yeah, that's a good move. Okay, yeah, you blast that out into the world, and Rex is also going to tell you, like, your audience, if you want to keep this thing going for a bit and get, like, as much info in as you can on that regard, you're going to have to, like, make a few things that can be posted. Like, your audience also demands constant stimulation. And if you really want to, like, crank that wheel again, there's going to have to be a lot more in the near future.
Yeah.
At least.
I can definitely record, like, one of my katas.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Maybe putting yourselves out can be good for all of you.
It would probably make us at least seem more approachable.
Yeah, and yeah. I mean, you literally want people to approach us when the big community event happens, and that is not that far off anymore, so...
You could just show how we play with Little Ship, for example.
Yeah, because Little Ship is super cute, And oh, we've been working on these, you know, these like balls that are like super, super reflective. And like, if you throw them, they bounce around like 10 times. That's one of the things that I've worked with Little Ship on. Look at this. It's actually supposed to like help it, you know, recalibrate the reflexes and like try to figure out how to use six legs when the original ship has zero legs. So yeah, look at this. And I start throwing around one of the balls for the Little Ship to basically like catch with its legs and then throw back to me.
Little Ship flies over to you and the ball just flies past the drone.
No! Okay, buddy, aww, let's go again.
Moon, I am experiencing a completely logic-based anxiety at doing this sort of thing in front of people that aren't you.
But you have no problem showing it to
Little Ship, you don't have to be nervous around us.
It is a completely reasonable thought of perhaps being perceived as silly.
Silly is good. Silly is nice. Silly is what we want.
All right, but I will need more training before I show off my skills.
All right, let's...
I'm sure you'll do great.
Okay, how about we go to the training area and do some practice swings before we actually record anything?
That sounds good. I have been wanting to spend more quality time with you anyways, Moon.
Aww. Aww, and Ship doesn't have any feelings.
For logical reasons.
Of course.
It is so we are a better unit together.
Of course, of course.
So I go over to the training area that's like less like workout equipment and more like empty space.
Yeah. I'm just going to say, like, as soon as you make your way over there and are, like, slightly out of sight, Little Ship starts buzzing in front of you and gets down on the ground and telepathically says to you, Moon, I think it might be time to leave Earth.
What?
What?
What? Why? What? Why? Why do you think that? What? Why?
I have been monitoring your mental state. I have experienced radical shifts in emotion and clear feelings of distress and dismay at the situation with the rest of the team.
I mean, that doesn't mean I just run away.
I'm sorry, am I misunderstanding the mission we're currently on? Wasn't this supposed to be a sort of vacation, a field trip, to see multiple different places?
But it's more than that now. I'm part of this team. I can't just go off because we hit a rough patch.
That doesn't compute with the mission statement.
This is still an adventure. I mean, adventure is about, you know, facing challenges and stuff. It isn't all about just seeing new stuff. Yeah, actually, adventure is more like a go from place to place, experience cool stuff, and then move on, isn't it? I get what you're saying. Then maybe it's time to adjust the mission parameters.
So, you are saying that something has changed?
I guess.
There is a logic to that. You have changed quite a lot since you arrived on Earth.
No, I haven't. I'm still me. I'm still, you know, trying out new things.
You have been trying out the same things for about a month now.
Yeah.
You have spent significant time here trying to communicate with Earth.
Yeah, but that's...
And may I remind you that the first time you attempted this, the Earth didn't listen until you got to a point of personal change where it began to respond.
But that was just, you know, discovering the magic stuff. And like, if I leave now, I can like the people on back home. They don't know about the magic stuff. If I leave now, I will never find out how to do the magic stuff.
The way you communicate with Earth is utterly insignificant to the people of your homeworld.
Yeah, but I mean, that's exactly. I came here because I wanted everyone. I didn't want to spend more time with people who are all the same. And here I'm. Unique. Here I can do stuff that no one else can do the way I can, and I can use that to help people and to show people like how to be better. And that kind of means that I have to stay, because if I go, then who's gonna show the people?
All right, then we should just leave this team.
No, they're my friends.
They have had a significant negative impact on your emotional state.
Yeah, but that's my fault, you know? Like, everyone keeps saying that I have to make a decision about, you know, Max and the killing thing and stuff, and I just don't know how.
What has actually changed between you and Max?
You know, Max killed someone. Max is different. Max is, like, I thought I knew him. I didn't know him. And then he goes away for a week and comes back and he's killed people and he's all angry and he's shouting at people and telling me to leave and that I'm not good enough to talk to people. And that's not Max.
Moon, we are both telepathic. We both saw a lot more about Max than others would when we first met him. You, a good while before me. Was that Max more real than the current Max?
I don't... I mean, the old Max was happy and loyal and determined and always saw the bigger picture and knew exactly what to do and when, and now... Now Max is just, you know, doesn't trust me anymore, sends me away, doesn't want me in the team.
Are you sure that Max does not want you in the team?
They sent me away when we talked to Hammer and Sickle.
And before that, they relied heavily on you in the last conversation you had with Edwin Reed.
No, it didn't. It was just like...
You were sent away in the first conversation and you were explicitly asked to join the team on the next one.
I bet that was all Charlotte's idea.
I don't think that you can reset the mission parameters on Max because Max has changed when you're resetting the mission parameters because you have changed.
But...
I think your time on Earth has revealed something about your true self. And I think Max's time with you has revealed things about his true self.
But how can that be his true self if I never saw anything like that before?
You know about Max's mother. You know about Dreamland. You know why Max would hide aspects of himself from the world.
But not from me. How could I have missed that? How could I have missed that Max is capable of killing someone? I'm a telepath, as you said. Like, how could I have not known?
Because like Max's mother, like Max's friends, like the heroes of the SOS, you insisted on seeing in Max what you wanted to see.
I can read his mind. I know who he is. I saw the real him.
You know that humans aren't like that. Humans don't project their true identity into your head. Humans deceive themselves on who they truly are.
Moon sort of sits down on a bench. So I was just wrong? I didn't... I mean... Are you telling me I never really knew Max? And you said he's more himself now, but... I liked old Max better.
You feel a rare case of strong emotion coming from Drone. And you feel a sort of, like, restrained frustration there. And you get the response, think of it like this. When Max returned from Dreamland, he hid his true actions from everyone. He was threatened that his life and the lives of those he loves would be under threat if he didn't keep a secret what happened. He wore a mask all his life, and he's still wearing a mask about what actually happened. But he took that mask off for you. And since that moment, you have been urging him to put it back on. Imagine how that would make you feel.
Hey, Jules, can I take a powerful blow?
Yeah, sure.
That was some deep shit.
Because I think this is a shaking moon in like their boots, like, oh shit, my world just tilted. I want to remind everyone that I'm at 4 conditions.
Love that for you.
Okay, oh no, that's not okay. That's a 4, 5, 6 plus 4, it's a 10.
I mean, all right. That is a success.
No.
In a way.
No.
I mean, you're not marking potential for it, so it sounds like a success.
On a 10 plus choose 1, you must remove yourself from a situation, flee, pass out, etc. You lose control of yourself and your powers in a terrible way. 2 options from the 7 to 9 list. You know what? I would love to see you lose control of yourself and your powers in a terrible way. Because we have established that Moon's new magic powers are psychic constructs. And now they have completely lost control of what they think and what they believe and what they know to be true. So I think Moon just has a mental, literally mental breakdown in the middle of a training, in the middle of a training area.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And I think before we directly continue from here, we're going to quickly check on what the other two have been doing. So, Max and Charlotte have been left behind on the other side of the big empty hallway.
Yes.
Of the big empty hall where you're working. Rex has also left for the meeting room to do some computery stuff, to do some clickety-clickety-click I'm in.
I mean, he probably has already all the cool clips of us doing hero shit and just needs to put them together in a nice trailer.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just a folder with Best of Renegades.
Yeah, that's definitely on a hard drive. I would like to suggest something.
Sure.
So we want to do something cool, right?
Yes.
Can you, like, maybe, like, I create some sort of wind in like, running around in circles, and you can put electricity in it, and then I kind of stop and it dissipates in, like, fireworks?
I mean, all these things are cool, but our goal at the end here is, you know, for people to approach us, and for that, it has to be a bit more personal, I suppose.
That's true. That's true.
I just don't know how to do that without opening us up to questions right now.
I mean, you can just say that you don't want to answer questions about Dreamland.
No, I'm talking about that whole thing with Transistor.
Right. There's so much shit going on. I mean, isn't it just okay to say that this is very personal and you would like to work that out in private?
That's just canon fodder for the media.
Yeah, you do know a lot more about that. Should we ask Rex what he thinks?
I mean, as far as Charlotte knows, you did already talk it out with Transistor, probably, right?
Right, yeah, you talked to
him. Yeah, I've said nothing to the contrary.
Is she, like, gonna show up?
I'm gonna go with no on that front.
Alright, so the talk didn't go well?
I couldn't even talk to her. She sent incense instead, and conversation didn't go well.
Oh, I'm sorry, I've been just so occupied with all the other things. Do you want to talk about it?
It's like, I don't really know what to do here. And I hate feeling like that, because if I know what to do, then I can just work towards it. I can make preparation, and I can just do something. But if I have no idea how to go on, like, what am I supposed to do?
I mean, it's your decision if you even want to do anything about it. I mean, obviously the public will want to know stuff, but you don't have to give them that. I don't like giving you the advice of just ignore it, but maybe you should just think about it in a quiet minute and sleep over it a couple of times, and maybe at one point you just know what you want to do about it. Like, if you want to establish a relationship, or if you want to keep it professional.
Yeah, that's not in the cards. to them, I'm just some sort of PR disaster.
Well, you're much more than that.
Listen, I get it. This whole thing came totally unexpected, and the media is taking her apart. And I should say something, but then again, she's not concerned for me at all. That the first concern was about herself and, you know, how she's treated. So I don't feel like I owe her anything, but I also can't say nothing because in the end, she still doesn't deserve to be treated like that.
Well, did you hear her say that that was her first priority?
Well, she didn't talk to me. And the first thing that, you know, the guy she did send to me was just, you know, did I do it on purpose? Do I plan to profit from this in a PR move?
Oh, okay. Well, maybe that wasn't her feelings. Maybe she's just as confused as you are. And maybe Innocent just misinterpreted stuff. You know, miscommunication is bound to happen.
Then she's still a coward. You don't send other people then.
That's true.
And that's what pisses me off the most. I really thought that out of everyone in the SOS, Transistor would be different.
I understand that you're disappointed. It's a very difficult situation. I mean, it's also unprecedented. Like, you can't even turn to anyone else to ask for advice. And I'm sorry, I can't give you any advice. But I'm sure at some point you will know what you want to do.
Every minute that I take time for myself is time that someone else is suffering for something I did. Even if I don't like her right now, I don't want to do the same thing. I don't want to put my self-preservation over, you know, the well-being of someone else.
Well, maybe with our planned PR stunt and shit show that we're planning, maybe we're taking some heat off of her.
If someone at that press conference asks me a question, I'm going to have to say something.
Can you just decline the answer? Is that an option?
Not for the outcome that I want.
Okay. Does Rex have any suggestions?
I haven't really talked to Rex about it.
You know, you two are kind of in the same boat right now. You know, he also found out about his, you know, biological sperm giver. So... I didn't want to say father.
That's a good one. I like that. That's funny.
I think right now he's the person who mostly understands what you're going through because he's going through the same thing.
But he's not. I don't think he knows, you know, that person.
That is true, but he still found out about, you know, about his birth and what your mother did. I think it's probably still something that he is, you know, dealing with. Maybe it would help if you two talked about it. Your siblings, and, you know, you grew up with the same mother. And, of course, your circumstances weren't completely the same because Rex doesn't have any powers, but you're still siblings, you're still family. Maybe you can figure out a answer together if you get asked.
Maybe. It could also be that, I don't know, he might get angry at Transistor. He's never been great with, you know, when people treat me badly.
Well, I guess older brothers are bound to be protective. Doesn't necessarily have to be a bad thing. He can just be angry at Transistor on his own. He doesn't have to, you know, confront her with it.
It just feels so difficult to talk to him. I'm already keeping so many things from him. And I'm doing it to protect him, but it's different than it was before.
I understand. I mean, you're dealing with a lot of difficult things right now.
You know, right now I feel like you're the only person who really fully got my back.
I always got your back. Mul will come around, I'm sure.
I feel like maybe at this point this could be a guiding comfort on Charlotte's part.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Charlotte is definitely guiding and comforting you.
All right.
Comfort or support.
Comfort and support.
Avatar. We're not playing Avatar right now.
Wrong system.
Kind of the same move, though.
Yeah, it's similar.
What am I rolling again?
Mundane. You're rolling your incredible mundane. You're rolling your plus three.
Yay! Okay, that's a 6 plus 3 is a 9.
9's not bad.
Can I help? I'm having a mental breakdown in the distance.
You can, do you want to selfishly increase your mundane to a plus 4?
Can I even?
I think you're stuck with that 9, but yeah, on a hit they hear you, they mark potential, clear a condition, or shift labels if they open up to you.
Also, using team selfishly actually says, say how your actions ignore or insult a teammate. That's the literal opposite of what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
No, it's like, hey, I always got your back. Unlike Moon, that piece of shit. Moon doesn't help at all, ever.
Moon is so annoying. Just being so dramatic about killing
always
someone.
Always think thoughts in my head. Ugh.
I think I might clear my guilty condition.
That's fair, great. Fair.
Because I feel like this is now a way forward, and especially in a way that, you know, doesn't actually hurt Transistor. I did get that guilty condition because of the, like, mean shit I said.
Mm.
Ever since I've been back, it's just... I feel like I'm the problem, you know?
No, Max, you're definitely not the problem. The problem are people like Dark Dreamer and people like your mom. But the problem isn't you. And I'm sure Moon will come around. You know, they come from a completely different culture. They need some time to understand what all of this was about. But you're not the problem. You're our leader.
You know, I feel like back in the beginning, it was just, I was ecstatic. And now I feel like on the field, I'm ecstatic. And off the field, I'm just a mess. I just wish I could just, all that personal shit could just turn it off.
Well, I guess 4 fights... you kind of have to turn it off. But you shouldn't shut down completely. That's also not healthy. And you won't be able to shut down anyway because Moon can know what you're feeling and Moon is gonna tell me. So, no chance.
But all I do feel lately is angry.
I mean, of course. You have a lot of stuff to be angry about. That doesn't mean that you're wrong. I mean... I feel angry about a lot of things as well. And I'm angry on your behalf. So it's totally fine to be angry. Just don't let it guide everything you're doing. It's okay to let that anger out, but don't let it out on people you care about. There's other ways to get rid of the anger.
This would be a very good point, actually, for Moon's mental explosion to happen.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
So, Moon, imagine you lost control of, let's say, anger or other emotions in a way that wasn't particularly healthy. Maybe even in a way where it took physical shape and started impacting reality around you because your new magic powers can be hard to control under emotional duress.
Yes.
How might that manifest?
You know, I was thinking, what is the worst thing you could see from across a warehouse without any context? And I think I got it. So I think we see the silhouette of two people who seem to be made out of this bluish crystal, which are clearly... Max cowering on the ground and a person in a hood that looks like black hole for a second, but when the shape turns its head, you see it's Moon's head. And as the figure reaches in and pulls out Max's beating heart, the entire construct shatters into tiny shards to pull back together into the podcaster, striking at Max, where in reality a shield from Moon saved him. But this time it doesn't, so the podcaster's spike-like arm goes straight through Max's heart. And when the podcaster looks up, it's Moon's face. And the crystals shatter again and go back together. And this time, it's a scene that hasn't been real. It's Max in the claws of the Dreamer Mecha, being slowly crushed to death. But in the space where Dreamer's head was floating, there's Moon's head. And as Moon Mecha slowly crushes Max to death, you hear, "You are a monster, and I hate you."
Theo, I love it.
So that's what you see. And then, I guess, you know, the thing shatters into a million shards that shatter into nothing.
I would say that crystal explosion at the end can be a bit more devastating than that. I mean, sure, you did lose control of your powers in a horrible way.
Yes.
So, like, you see the explosion, and I do think that the drone gets caught up in it. The drone that has been, like, slightly trying to fly around you and try to calm you down gets caught up in the explosive wave, basically flung against the next wall, much closer to Max and Charlotte.
Can I try and save it?
You can. You can try to defend the drone.
Yes,
please. Save it. I must reiterate, the move explicitly says that if the drone ever gets hurt, I take a powerful blow.
That is true.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, no. It's Snake Eyes.
Oi.
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh. Nothing can save that one.
I'm sorry,
No.
I'm so sorry. I'm sorry, little ship.
Charlotte runs over. Charlotte tries to stop the drone, catch it with super speed before it crushes into the wall, and just, like, gets blinded by these crystal shards flying everywhere, basically missing the drone and trying to, like, calibrate where it's going to be. So it actually does hit the wall, and yeah, it doesn't, like, you know, it doesn't get fucking vaporized, but it clearly breaks apart into pieces that scatter across the floor.
No!
And yes, the move says that you take a powerful blow from that, but I would say that you might not be in a state right now where you notice that that happened.
Yeah, fair enough.
You can mark that powerful blow when you notice.
I feel like while you were with the drone, Max immediately ran towards Moon, like through the crystal shards.
Yes. What you thinking? What's going on in that head of yours?
Right now, I'm mostly thinking, I need to be a superhero now, which means I'm shutting my emotions down.
Yay! Denial and repression. Don't be loving.
Great. It keeps working. It keeps doing
well. Yeah, it's great. It's great. But yeah, Max is running through the shards towards Moon.
I'm going to say that might actually be directly engaging a threat.
That's fair.
Because the shards are a direct threat to you right now.
And they're psychic constructs, so they don't exactly obey the laws of gravity and motion.
Yeah.
That's an 8.
Okay, that is a 7 to 9.
I'm just going to resist or avoid their blows.
That is absolutely sensible.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
That is a good choice.
Yeah, you do not trade blows. I would say that you're currently not fighting Moon. You're currently fighting, like, these psychic constructs.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say that this doesn't, like, trading blows here doesn't mean that you inflict something on Moon. What it means in this situation is you do manage to actually, like, shield yourself from them through, I mean, you know, you have enough metal in your superhero suit at this point to probably have some spots you can use to, like, shield your eyes even from psychic crystals. And yeah, you manage to approach Moon at basically, like, the eye of the psychic storm. Crystals haven't just been flying out in an explosion. They have been swirling around Moon. And I can see, like, in basically this Eye of the Storm-like situation, there is like shapes still forming and dissolving in the crystals, reflections of the large figures you saw before.
Yeah, and just whispering, I hate you. I hate you. You're a monster.
I'm going to try and destroy all the crystals around Moon so they would shut up.
It's kind of like a storm flying around Moon. I think you also would have to get inside the eye, basically,
okay.
First.
Yeah.
To, like, directly do something about that, which would be another directly engage a threat.
All right. It's a minus one. That bodes well.
I'm going to say fight the good fight doesn't apply here because you're not fighting someone.
I want to spare the evil crystals.
Okay, come on. It's a nine. Minus one is eight. Yay!
Nice.
Yay. It's not snake
Same
eyes.
Roll. You can also resist or avoid blows, or you can try to create an opportunity for your allies here, which I think would describe pretty well what you described you wanted to do.
Yes, I want to create an opportunity for my ally in the sense of that they shut up and Moon can calm down a bit.
Mm-hmm. And maybe Max can help as well. You do feel the intense psychic energy around you and the confusion and negative emotions in Moon to a degree that I think you would mark a condition as you do this.
That is fair. I will take the... I'm between afraid and guilty. But yeah, afraid. I think...
Guilty also has a point.
Yeah, guilty has a point. But I think just the shock of what just happened and being like completely, you know, scared and concerned for what is happening to Moon is probably the one that wins out right now.
Mm-hmm. We've had quite a few, like, emotion and conversation-based take a powerful blows yet, but they haven't led to this yet.
yeah, that's true. I mean, this is, like, legit superhero shit. This is how superheroes work.
The conversation between me and Charlotte went great. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yes, so Max is standing in front of Moon, and in that moment, he has this thought of, maybe I'm not the right person to be here. But it's already too late, so he says, Moon, you need to calm down. This is dangerous. And then I think what Max does is just project the thought of eating a hot dog at the hot dog stand as, like, strongly as possible, because that is just the, like, most normal and heavy situation for Moon he can come up with in that moment.
I think something that would be pretty cool here is that Max basically tries to reach out to Moon in that sense and kind of gets pulled into, like, where Moon currently is mentally in the situation.
Yeah.
Much in the same way that Moon kind of got pulled into, like, Max's trauma earlier on and had to experience it from Max's point of view. Now we have Max basically entering Moon's psychic space as he tries to connect in that way.
Yeah, you approach a psychic person who has magic powers while in the middle of being out of control of their psychic and magic powers, and you're going to get in your psychic / magic shenanigans.
Yeah. Moon, what does it look like? What does it look like if someone gets pulled basically towards you where you are right now as the world around you isn't under your control anymore?
I think it's Moon kneeling on the floor, crying, surrounded by shapes that are telling them, like, every single time someone said something hurtful and it actually had a kernel of truth in it, all of the people are around Moon right now and saying, like, you will never be a priest. Chilao doesn't want to talk to you. Earth doesn't want to talk to you either. How could you think you could ever change anything? What are you still doing here?
Can I add a fun little element to those projections?
Sure, go for it. More torture.
No, not in that way. Just like in the visual way I was picturing them right now, they look like, you know, the outsider art that you saw in the gallery where you were learning from Beric.
Yes.
Like they take on these strange different art styles and shapes that you've experienced there, and those influences come in how you project that around you right now. Like that psychic painting that took on a shape of your memory.
And then I think the crescendo when Max comes in, you see a version of Max with waxy skin, sunken eyes, a giant hole in his chest, sort of walking over to Moon, putting an arm around their shoulders and saying, "You did this."
I think Max comes up and punches their shadow self in the face.
Yes!
Roll a comfort or support for that punch. No, I'm going to say, like, comfort or support is when you actually talk to Moon. I think this is a directly engage a threat, even if it would be very funny.
Yeah. I love that it is a directly engage a threat, because that way I actually get to a 7.
Nice. Nice. Yeah, on a 7, pick 1.
I think I'm going to create an opportunity for your allies, like helping Moon just get themselves together a little.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. You do that. I think as you hit this version of yourself for the first time, like, this was all very confusing so far, but like connecting with that psychic construct of what Moon is currently dreading, I think that could like light a spark where you realize what Moon is actually worried about right now. That Moon is feeling awful because they realized that they have been like harming you as well in this whole situation. And that is kind of crushing down on them right now. So you can mark a condition based on that.
I'm going to mark insecure.
Fair, yeah.
I don't want to take away from that situation with Moon and Max right now. I think that's a conversation between them. But I am going to, as you know, Moon is lying on the floor and Max is next to them, I am going to hug both of them very, very tightly and project the warmest feeling of family and security.
And hot dogs.
And hot dogs.
That is very nice.
And hot
yes,
dogs.
Do that.
Max sits down next to Moon and says, "So, do I need to punch someone else here?"
"Yes.
Because I will."
"Me. You were hurting and I'm a terrible friend. I'm so sorry."
"It's fine. I forgive you."
I think for a second the crystals will freeze. Like, what? "But no. You showed me who you really are, and I was like, I hate you for how, what kind of person does that?"
"Moon, I think you are misunderstanding maybe a few things."
"No, I'm not. Ship said that you were changing it, and I was changing, and that..."
"I mean, I did change in Dreamland, and definitely not all for the better."
"But I'm your friend. I'm supposed to help you when you feel bad, not make it worse."
"Well, I've been not very nice to you either, so I'm also sorry. You know, I never stopped trusting you. In a fight, any time. In between the first time I met you and right now, I would have always, always trusted you with my life."
"Really?"
I think this is a comfort or support at this point.
I just want to interject this. I'm actually crying right now.
Oh, no.
Keep going.
"That is a 6. Can I please get that +1 from Charlotte?"
"Yes."
Yep, that is your final team.
I think it's worth it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. On a hit, they hear you, they mark potential for your condition or shift labels. Yep. I think I'm gonna finally clear angry.
You gotta open up for it.
Yeah. Really? Even though I'm an alien and I don't understand their stuff, and I always steal the pickles from your hot dogs, and I, like, I still don't think that killing that guy was okay, but I mean. I don't really understand what he did and what he did to you and what that was like, and I should have trusted you, every fight you've always been there, like even just like a few hours ago when we were outside, you were protecting me and I didn't even notice because I was so busy, you know, fighting people so you didn't kill anyone. And then Max, I might have done something a tiny bit terrible because I didn't trust you. And Moon pulls out what looks like a metal cylinder with a small but noticeable blue crystal at the top.
Noticeably a psychic projection of that cylinder.
Yeah.
Because you're still in Moon's mind.
I was so sure you know, since you killed that one guy, that you needed to be stopped if you ever did it again, and that, like, I can't stop you, you know, with the lightning and stuff. So I made a taser that only hurts you.
I don't want to intercut this, but I think, like, Max taking a powerful blow could also be justified.
I think I'm actually just going to take a condition.
We can also do it like that.
And I'm actually going to take Hopeless.
No! It could also be that I shift your labels, like with this revelation.
That might actually be cooler. That might actually be cooler.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. Do you reject that is also the question.
Yeah.
What would be the label shift?
I think with the actions that Moon has just entrusted you with, like I thought you were going to go on a killing spree, I would say danger up, savior down.
I honestly feel like trying to reject that might be more interesting for the plot.
I think, yes, I would reject that.
All right, then roll to reject. Because this is like an absolute case of one of these rolls where like both results are very interesting, I think.
That is true.
That's a 7.
All right, that's a success. On a 7 to 9, choose one. You successfully hold to yourself. Clear a condition or mark potential by immediately acting to prove them wrong. Shift one label up and one label down, your choice, or cancel their influence and take +1 forward against them.
I'm not going to cancel the influence.
I thought that, yeah.
What would immediately acting to prove them wrong even be in this scenario?
I am saying you're a danger and not a real superhero.
Yeah, the thing that's hurting you here is that Moon thought... Like, Moon might be saying now, I feel so bad about having assumed that about you, but actually, like, nothing has really happened to change that sort of opinion, right? It's just changed that Moon got to a point where they're more willing to accept you despite that.
Yeah.
So if the thing that's trying to be shifted about you is that you're a danger, that you might actually get to a point where you would kill someone, that Moon has to keep a weapon in hand against you, or feels like Moon had to, trying to, like, in some way proving that that is not the case could work here, I think. It doesn't have to be something where you physically prove anything.
Yeah.
It can just be, like, something that makes that point clear.
Yes, I think Max is going to say to Moon, you know, ever since I've been back, I've been trying my best to solve everything with talking and not being violent and helping people. I've done everything to actually not be what you think I am. And even for the people where it would be understandable that I hold a grudge, like Black Hole or the podcaster, I'm not out to kill them. I'm not even out to hurt them. All I want is stop other people from hurting right now, especially the citizens of Riverside. And that's all I've been dedicated to the entire time. And it hasn't been easy. And it's especially hasn't been easy with you.
I know. And I think being in the most psychic space you can possibly be, even Moon's immense denial can no longer, like, convince them that the emotions coming from Max right now aren't the God's honest truth. So I think Moon will just collapse into your arms.
And outside, Charlotte will feel a lot of limp crystal shards falling down, glazing all of you and disappearing. And so you three sit there in a small little team huddle.
Aww.
The two of you now realizing that Charlotte is also there and holding all of you.
Of course she's there. Charlotte is always there for us.
Yeah. And a short and nice moment passes until Moon does realize that where's the drone?
I was just going to say, you know, this is actually a very nice cuddle. Where's little ship? It would like this.
Well...
I think you see it in Charlotte's mind.
Yeah.
Probably.
I think Charlotte, while aiming and eyeing about how to phrase this.
Yeah.
Okay, now I take another powerful blow.
I'm sorry, Moon. I was not fast enough.
You take another powerful blow, but this time it's going to work for sure.
Yes. I only have three conditions now. Dice, please. I would say be with me, but then they're all high. Do what you think is best.
Be against me, dice, for once.
Hi! Oh, the dice listened to me. They gave me 2 sixes.
Oh,
so that's okay. A 15 on resisting that blow. How do I do this without completely ruining the moment? You know what? I think Moon is emotionally exhausted in the best huddle they've ever had. And as much as losing Little Ship hurts, this is also something that Moon can start rebuilding. So I will struggle past the pain and mark 2 conditions. Being at 5 again.
Great.
Jesus Christ.
I think it would have also been fair to pass out here.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Hold on. I just said 2 options from the 7 to 9 list. I don't think giving ground makes sense here. You know what? Passing out also does seem kind of nice.
Yeah, like a lot's been going on.
Yeah. Like, I don't know what releasing that much magic is going to do to my poor,
yeah.
I was going to say frail human body, frail Amtala body. So,
And then like, okay, also your drone is shattered. Okay, that's it.
You know what? Nope. I'm fucking out. Goodbye. Moon collapses into a heap.
We will gently carry you into your bed.
Yeah.
And as you do so, you will hear the voice of Ship in your heads. Like, I'm fine. It's literally just the drone body. That can be fixed. I'm sure Moon can manage that.
I'm glad you're fine. That's great. So everything is fixable.
Yeah.
Is there anything special we can do for Moon right now? Like, is there some kind of care for empaths that humans don't know about?
I think giving Moon some time to relax from the hardships of the last few days might not be bad. If you can manage your current plans without them, that might be a good idea for a little while, at least a few hours.
All right. I guess we have to keep working, but can you please tell us immediately when Moon wakes up?
For sure, yes. I would also appreciate if you could pick up all of my pieces before they get strewn about or land under a cupboard or something.
Yes, of course.
I can also print you out some schematics about how to maybe start rebuilding me. Absolutely external body that I cannot care about at all.
I actually have a fun idea about rebuilding me, but I will have to talk that through with Moon. While we were working at an art gallery for a short while and looking around there, I got really into an art form. I don't know, do you know all human art forms?
I guess we're both vaguely familiar with the most stuff.
Perfect. There is that one Japanese form of reparative art called kintsugi that I've grown very fond of.
Yes!
That is a wonderful idea.
I do like the thematic idea that something that was once broken can be remade and through this show its true shape and be better, stronger, and more beautiful than ever before. I like it on a logical level and not applying to anything emotional.
Of course, Ship, of course. But it's still a very beautiful idea. And I'm sure Moon will be happy about this as well.
I am afraid I might be too subtle. This applies to your friendship.
Yes, thank you, Ship. I think we got that.
I am going to go in rest mode now.
Before Ship can do that, Max thinks at it, just, I need you to choose your words in the future better and not upset Moon like that again.
Sometimes something has to break before it can be reshaped again. I feel like extreme measures were necessary to mend your friendship. Never think that I do not care about Moon more than either of you ever could.
Just completely break Moon's mind, so, you know.
It was the logical thing to do.
Of course.
Yeah, you can definitely feel that Max is angry at Chip.
But Max is angry at everyone. It's not something unusual, like, that's fine.
Not wrong.
I lay a hand on Max's shoulder and say, I'm sure it's gonna be fine.
You know what we should do?
Say it.
What?
Say it.
Say Murder.
It. No, not that one.
I'm thinking review of the hot dog stand.
Yes!
That's going to be our video.
That's a great idea.
Oh my god.
How about I just get every single kind of hot dog they offer, and when Moon wakes up, we can do some tasting.
Sounds good.
And as you make those plans, and Charlotte dashes off to, I'm assuming, tell them we're going to pick up a bunch of hot dogs soon so they're cold whenever Moon wakes up.
I think they need some preparation time.
The ship's front gate closes and, like, I don't know, medical stimulants are pumped into the air, whatever sci-fi ships do. And we end this episode.
Aww.
On a nice note.
Oh, that was so nice.
Hey. Aww. I hope you really enjoyed our 50th episode. That's such a nice milestone episode, really thematic. Oh, what? 51st? What the last one was? Oh, man. Yeah. Okay.
This is basically episode 50, part 2.
Yeah. This is the episode where everything comes full circle. Yeah. Come on, guys. This is an event episode. I'm very happy with how this one turned out, actually.
Yeah, I really liked it.
Yeah.
That was so nice.
Oh, by the way, I don't think I ever said what I took for rejecting the influence. I took potential.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I don't think that would have actually gotten rid of my condition.
That makes sense.
Mm. That is fair. Yeah, I'm happy with it and excited to see where the new status quo might go next time. I hope you, the listener, had fun. I hope you, the players, had fun. This was one that had to come.
Yeah.
With everything that was going on. But yeah, I'm very happy
it was
with
inevitable.
What actually came of that. And yeah, I feel so lost right now after this emotional roller coaster. anyone wanna plug anything?
I wanna plug therapy.
Yes.
Something that Max has never heard of.
Yeah.
If you take anything away from our podcast, it's talk about your fucking feelings, man.
Go find your own Charlotte.
Yeah, find your own Charlotte. You deserve them. No matter.
This is
going
to age so well when Charlotte turns out to be like the big problematic fave in the next arc or whatever.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, as soon as we actually start addressing what Charlotte's emotions about Starbolt are and what Charlotte might be repressing there.
Oh, yes.
Listen, we all gotta have our asshole arc.
Yeah, like, we all gotta have our problems.
I'm going through one right now.
But yeah, besides therapy, anybody want to plug anything else?
If you are a player in any kind of pen and paper RPG, give your GMs ammunition. It will be so rewarding.
Emotional devastation in tabletop role-playing is what you plug.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Hurt your faves. It's wonderful.
Always a good thing.
No, I'm not giving GMs the permission to torture the characters. I give the players permission to tell the GMs to torture the characters.
As if the players don't want that.
Yeah.
Come on. What do we meet for?
Listen, in RPGs, we're all masochists.
Except for the DM, who is a sadist.
Yes.
unless you know, they're also the editor, in which case we're, you know, in the sadomasochism corner.
Yeah, I'm a switch, is what it is, honestly. Sunny, do you have anything to plug?
I want to plug the authors Xiren Te Zhao and R.F. Kuang, who were both very obviously and very unfairly excluded from the Hugo Awards.
Yeah, I heard about that.
And the statistics just came out and it was just like an asterisk and said, like, I don't know, disqualified, something like that, without any reasoning for it. But we all know what the reasoning is. It's because they are critical of the government of China. So support them, especially Xiren Te Zhao right now, who also has their book delayed because they spoke out against the genocide against the Palestinian people. And that is literally the reason why they have trouble with their publisher right now and why the book will not be published in May.
Mm.
Wow.
So support them.
I have not yet listened to the audiobook for Iron Widow, but I got it a while ago.
It's a really fun book. It really goes into directions that you do not expect. It was such a fun read. I can definitely recommend it. And they also have a YouTube channel, so you can also support them on there.
Yeah. Good videos on Avatar. I recommend those.
Yes. And the Mulan videos are also amazing.
Mm. I actually don't have anything to plug, so I would just say let's go with ending of the episode. We are at Waypoint Pod on Twitter, Tumblr, TikTok, Instagram, and Blue Sky. You can find us there. You can text us there. You can also send us an email, waypointheroes@gmail.com. If you like our theme song and some of the music we do use a lot of stock music artists who produce publicly available music that is fully in the public domain. But we also have specific music made for this podcast by Ampersky. You can find them on Bandcamp. And actually, he's also about to release a video game very soon.
Yes,
I'm going to plug that one specifically when it's out, so you can immediately get it then. And if you want more from us, then write us a message or something and we can personally entertain you. We need more messages. I'm very happy about that. And until then, in 2 weeks, when you hear another episode from us, I will say bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.